So it's a $50 fee to pay over the phone for a $44 a month membership?
Technically speaking, there's only a $5 fee to make payment arrangements via the telephone. But then there's a $45 fee for being a stupid bitch.
I need to speak with your manager.
Okay. I'm sorry. Hang on one moment.
Hello?
Hello?
Is somebody... were you getting your manager?
Yeah.
Did you just call me a stupid bitch?
Pardon me? No.
You said that you were going to charge me a $45 stupid bitch fee for being a stupid bitch.
No, I never said that. Maybe there was a miscommunication?
Maybe there was a miscommunication. I asked you if there's a fee to pay over the phone.
Yeah, there's a $5 fee.
And you said there was a $50 fee, and I said, oh, wow, that seems like a lot to pay for a $44 a month membership. And you said, technically, it's a $5 fee, but there's a $45 fee on top of a $45 stupid bitch fee. And I said, excuse me? And you said, yeah, there's a $5 fee and a $45 fee for being a stupid bitch. And then I asked to speak with your manager. It's been quiet for about 2 minutes. I thought you went to get your manager, and when I said hello, you were still there.
I'm sorry. He's on break right now, but I could have him call you back. But no, I never said that.
So I imagined that? You said stupid bitch about 3 different times.
You must have misunderstood. I
apologize.
I need
your name. I need your name.
My name's Dustin.
Dustin?
Mm-hmm. Dustin
Myers. What's your manager's name?
His name is Steven.
Steven. Dustin, you must be high, or you must be on drugs.
No, I'm sorry.
But this is insane. I called the 800 number that is on my online checking to ask to see if I can pay over the phone. And the first time you said the B word, I thought I must have not heard you correctly.
There must have been
a miscommunication. Or you're being unprofessional. So I asked you again, I'm sorry, what kind of fee? And then you said it again, and I said, I don't understand. And then that's when you said directly that there was a $45 stupid bitch fee.
I'm
shaking, and my hands are sweaty because I've never been talked to over the phone the way you just talked to me. And don't say that there was a miscommunication. It is dead quiet in my apartment. There was no miscommunication, Dustin. I heard you correctly. You must be high to speak to somebody like that over the phone.
I'm very sorry.
You know, how would I misinterpret stupid bitch? Is there a different type of fee that maybe sounds similar to that?
No, not at all.
So what is the fee to pay over the phone?
There's a $5 fee to make a telephone payment, and there's a $45 fee to set up. It's a $5 fee per payment. And there's a $45 fee to set up the initial telephone payment.
So maybe I misunderstood you saying set up for stupid bitch.
I guess I'm very sorry. I never said that, though. I've never
at all. I know on some customer service lines, they say that they are, I know through Visa and MasterCard, that they're recorded.
Yes, we record all our telephone calls.
I'm going to need this to be, this is ridiculous. I'm going to need either, I will stay on the line to wait for your manager to get off of break.
Okay.
Is he on a 2-hour break or
no,
a 5-minute
break? No, he's just
break?
On a 15-minute coffee break.
I will stay on hold, Dustin.
I'll stay on
hold until he finishes his cup of coffee.
He should be back in another couple minutes. He left over 10 minutes ago, so he's due back here.
I'm very anxious to speak with Steven.
All right, I'm very sorry. I'll go get him. I'll go get him right now. I'll try to hasten the process. I apologize.
Oh, you take your time, Dustin.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on a silent hold, but I'll be right back.
Call me a stupid bitch. I said three times because I thought, like, what? Oh my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't understand. Did you just say there's a stupid bitch fee? He goes, yeah, there's a 45 fee for you being a stupid bitch. And I said, that's when I was like, I need to speak with your manager. Yeah, and even before he had said that, I go, is there a fee to pay? I go, I just wanted to know. He answered it very, like, kind of off, like, 24 fitness. And so then I asked him, oh, can I pay over the phone? He goes, oh, no, I don't think so. And I go, oh, well, last time I asked to do it, they said it was okay, but I just, they weren't able to do it last month because the fee had already gone through my direct debit. And he goes, oh, yeah, well, there's like a $50 fee. And I'm like, really? He's like, do you still want to go through with it? And I was like, well, why is there a $50 fee if I only have a $44 a month membership? He goes, well, technically it's a $5 fee, and then there's a $45 stupid bitch fee. And then I thought, well, maybe he's just being like, oh, like $45 is for something else. And I go, I'm sorry, what is that? And he goes, yeah, there's a $45 fee for you being a stupid bitch. And I don't.
Hello, this is Donald. I'm the supervisor. Can I help you?
Donald, I just had a very disturbing phone conversation with one of your employees, Dustin.
Yeah, I've been sitting here listening to you recap it. It sounds pretty hilarious. What happened?
I could have sworn that he said, stupid bitch, that there's a $45 stupid bitch fee. I don't think it's hilarious. I'm really shaken up.
That is a legitimate fee that we do put on the invoices when we bill people. If there's
called a stupid bitch fee?
Yeah. It actually says stupid bitch fee. I don't know if they have a sense of humor in the billing office or what, but yeah, that's definitely on there. And it's for people who are stupid bitches. So, were you being a stupid bitch?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on here? Are you guys using the word stupid bitch?
No, that's written on the invoices. If there is an issue with someone being a stupid bitch, it's actually printed on the invoice that way. So that's not me saying it. It's just it was on the invoice.
What do you mean an invoice?
You know,
when
we send the bills out, we call them invoices in our system here. That when it bills your credit card or checking account,
right?
And then that's just the way it's printed out on our system. The customers don't normally see that part of it, though.
So you're saying that your company uses the word "stupid bitch" on its invoice?
Yes, to describe customers who, you know, have given us issues like this.
How did we didn't give you issues. We called to see about a service charge to pay over the phone.
Well,
if we could pay for it, and he said there's a $5 charge and a $45 stupid bitch charge.
Yeah, see, that was somebody else. I haven't gotten that far with your wife yet to understand what the actual problem was.
That is the problem. The problem is you're calling my wife a stupid bitch.
Well, not me. It's written on the invoice. Apparently, she was...
Regardless of whoever, if it's written on an invoice or not, sir, you don't use the word stupid bitch to refer to a customer. That's ridiculous.
You're using it with me, sir.
I'm using it in reference because you called her a stupid bitch.
I'm not calling
you a stupid bitch, sir.
And I'm not calling your wife a stupid bitch. I'm referencing...
No, Justin called her a stupid bitch. What is your name, sir?
This is Douglas.
Douglas what?
I am not going to tell you my last name.
Give me a reference number to refer to you. Do you have an ID number?
Sure. It is 06-10-72-915. And it's looking like on this invoice I'm going to have to put a retarded asshole fee on it as well.
A retarded asshole fee?
Yes. That's a
standard. Wow, can I talk to your supervisor?
That's also a standard fee. I am the supervisor here, sir.
There's got to be someone ahead of you.
This is crazy. Hang up the phone.
Wow, did we call the wrong number?
No.
This is really how you guys treat your customers? I'm totally taken back right now. Totally taken back.
It's just what's printed on the invoice. It's not me saying these things. It's the computer.
Sir, you just used the word stupid bitch and retarded asshole. Based on our reference to our invoice. Are you kidding me?
It's how our billing system works, sir. It's just how they have it set up. I'm not the one that designed the billing system.
You with all due respect, you've got to be joking, right? Really?
If you want to call back...
This is how you guys deal with your customers? You use the words bitch and asshole? Really?
That's just how the billing system's set up.
You know, so, sir, let's start from the beginning. Okay.
Okay.
My wife calls.
Mm-hmm.
She asks simply your friend Dustin.
Maybe you have the wrong number. Hang up.
Yeah, just listen to your wife and hang up. I'm tired of dealing with a retarded asshole.
Right.
Bye-bye.